Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Clary, not here.
Oh, I tried to persuade her to come out, Susan, but she said she just didn't feel like it.
Oh, I thought she sounded really depressed when I rang her last night.
Hardly surprising.
No.
Cat had a right go on Friday.
Did she?
Yeah, but it's not like it was Clary's fault. I mean, she didn't know she was still infectious.
Well, yes, but
it was just bad luck.
I mean, there are still three people in hospital.
Yeah, I know.
Two of them children. It's not surprising she feels bad.
Of course not.
But, no one else knows it was being ill that caused the contamination, do they?
Oh, no, no. Just Pat's family and us.
Daddy.
Hello, Georgie.
Hello, Nana. Can I take Uncle Chris and Mummy to see Daddy's Billy Goat's Crook?
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Hello, love.
Can I?
Well,
George has been telling us all about your scarecrows.
Oh, yes?
And although I can't believe they're better than the ones at Rickyard. Oh,
Christopher's Bridge is a work of art.
Thanks, Mum. Emma wants to suss out the competition.
Oh, does she indeed?
So can I show them?
What, now?
We can be there and back in 20 minutes.
Why, are they just about to open the fate?
I think I can bear to miss Corinthia Hart.
Oh, really looking forward to seeing her.
That's her over there.
Where?
See the table with all the books?
Yeah.
Behind it, in the sort of beige cardigan.
No. That dumpy little woman?
Yeah.
I imagine she'd be, well, you know, more like Joanna Trollope. I mean, she's supposed to be a friend of Mandy Beesborough's.
Can I, Dad?
Is that okay?
All right, but don't be too long.
Come on then, George.
Did you get to read Mistress of the Paddocks?
Not yet, no.
Only it's really very raunchy. And of course, it's all based on what Brian Aldridge got up to.
Yeah, you said.
Talk about having your dirty linen on gate in public.
Oh, isn't that, what's his name? The man who's judging the scarecrows?
Oh, Lewis Carmichael, yes. Hello.
Oh, hello.
How are you getting on, then?
Oh, very well, thank you. There are some wonderfully ingenious scarecrows out there.
Any favourites?
My lips are sealed.
I love Vicky Tucker's Three Bears, all sitting in a row with the legs sticking out.
Yeah, well, as I said, some extraordinary feats of skill and imagination.
But have you decided?
Oh, I have. The names of the winners are sealed in this envelope, which will be opened at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh.
Ah, it looks very much as if the opening ceremony is about to begin.
So, does she have letters after her name now?
Yeah, Alice Carter, BSc.
Come on, Mummy.
Yeah, we're right behind you, Georgie. And you're off to Southampton tomorrow?
For her graduation ceremony, yeah.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah. I mean, it might get a bit boring, but I want to see Alice get her moment.
Yeah, of course.
I'm really proud of her. Just wish.
What?
Well, to be honest, the prospect of spending the day with Brian and Jennifer doesn't exactly fill me with glee.
Come on, it's over here.
Okay, George, we're coming. What?
There. See?
Oh, my goodness.
One troll and three goats and a bridge over a river.
Not just a pretend river.
A real river with water.
That is... How have they done that?
Grandpa did it.
Oh, I see.
What?
It's a water feature, isn't it? Like people have in their gardens. And you know Eddie lays patios and stuff.
Isn't it brilliant?
Yeah, George, very clever.
I really thought we had it in the bag, but no.
Don't despair, Emma.
No, but look at it.
That bridge is pathetic.
Yeah, your bridge is miles better.
So who's going to win?
Wow, I think you're in with a sporting chance, George. But whether it'll be this one or the one at Brookfield...
We'll just have to wait and see.
Do you want onions with that?
Oh, no, it's for Mike. He's not keen on onions.
OK.
So, tell me what's going on at Bridge Farm.
You haven't heard?
Well, I heard there was a problem and your mum's not here today. I mean, she usually sells ice cream, doesn't she?
It's the ice cream that's the problem, unfortunately.
Well, what's wrong with it?
There was some contamination.
What? It's not like what they had in Germany, is
no,
it?
No, no.
Well, not the same strain.
Oh, no. It is E. coli, then. I read in the Echo about an outbreak at Edgeley at their gymkhana. Was that famous?
Yes. Yeah, that was traced back to Bridge Farm. One batch of ice cream.
Oh, my goodness.
But in case you're wondering, there is absolutely nothing wrong with my burgers or sausages.
No, obviously.
And even if there were, cooking would kill the bacteria.
Oh, I know that.
Good.
Well, you think everyone does, don't they?
Far from it. I've heard people today telling their kids, no, you can't have a burger. They're from Bridge Farm.
Oh, that's just silly. As if you'd be here if there was the remotest danger of infection.
Exactly.
But how could E. coli get into the Bridge Farm dairy?
Good question.
I mean, I work there. I know what your mum's like. She's an absolute stickler for cleanliness.
Yep.
So how did it happen?
It's too early to say. They're still investigating. Help yourself to ketchup and pickles.
What have you done with Mia?
Oh, it's all right. She's just over there.
Where?
Still watching Dunk the Vicar.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, she's laughing her socks off every time he gets dunked.
Oh, do you know what she said? She said he poured water all over Kira, you know, at the baptism. So now she's making sure he gets good and wet.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid so. Oh, luckily Alan sees the funny side.
Yeah.
Anyway, I only just got to the WI tent in time. The cakes are practically sold out.
Daddy!
Oh, hello, George. Where have you been?
There's a scarecrow over there. And if you get too close to it, it'll shout at you.
Oh, yeah, Jake was telling me about that.
He
said he jumped right out of his skin.
Hi, Chris.
It made me jump too. He was funny.
The living scarecrow, have you seen it?
Yeah, who is it, do you know?
Well, it shouts very loudly in a Scottish accent, so I'll give you three guesses.
Can I have another go on the roundabout?
Yeah, of course you can.
I haven't got any money.
You had £3.
I spent it.
Okay, let me see. There you go, another 50p. But that's your lot.
Thank you.
Have to say, Will, you're billy goats.
Oh, did you like it?
That water feature.
Yeah, good, isn't it?
Genius.
Well, my dad did that.
Emma's nose is really out of joint.
Oh, yeah?
She was convinced we were going to win.
Oh, dear.
But now...
Oh, I knew it was a mistake getting so competitive.
Yeah, well, what about Ed?
He hasn't seen it yet. He was looking after Kira when we went over to your place.
I'm almost hoping someone else will win.
Hey, no, you're not. This is for the kids. Remember?
And the other one I really like is Little Miss Muffet.
Oh, that's the thwaites, isn't it?
I mean, the spider's like a piece of sculpture. You could show that in a gallery.
No, it's much easier to make a spider than a goat, though, isn't it? All you've got to work with is chicken wire and straw.
Yeah. And to be honest, Miss Muffet looks like a hunchback. Mm. And her tuffet isn't much to write home about.
No.
Now, your three bears gets my vote, Vicky.
Ah, thank you.
I bet they'll be up there among the winners.
Oh, I do hope so. I mean, I did it for Phoebe and little Abby, and I'm under strict orders to ring them with the results.
Are they enjoying their holiday?
Oh, I think so. I mean, there's been a bit of rain, but that's Wales for you.
I still think the use of a water feature is cheating.
Oh, look, Lewis is going up on stage.
With Corinthia Hart?
Must be about to announce the winner.
Oh, she's such a disappointment, isn't she?
I don't believe for a moment that's her real name.
It's been fun watching Jennifer this afternoon, though.
Why do you say that?
Haven't you read Mistress of the Paddocks?
Yes, I read it a couple of weeks ago, but...
You don't know?
What?
It's based on Brian Aldridge's affair with Mandy Beesborough.
Well, who's Mandy Beesborough?
And the dreadful wife who he ends up leaving in the book. That's Jennifer.
No! How embarrassing.
Which is why she's been avoiding Corinthia's table all afternoon. No. Oh, look, there's Ed at last. See ya.
Oh, I shall have to read it again now. So, Susan, tell me about Bridge Farm.
What about it?
E. coli, Tom said.
Yes.
In the ice cream.
Just one single bag.
But how on earth could that happen?
Well...
I mean, it's the thing I remember most clearly about working there. How strict Pat was about hygiene.
Oh, there was nothing wrong with our procedures. I was so worried, I can't tell you. But the environmental health, they were quite clear. It wasn't anything to do with our cleaning routine.
So what was it?
Well, it's... A bit of a mystery. They're still investigating.
They must have some idea, surely.
Well, yeah, I suppose. But...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right, off we go.
If I could have your attention, please. It has been my honour to act as judge for our scarecrow competition. And may I say, what an enormous pleasure it has been. And I'm truly astonished by the ingenuity, not to mention the hours of labour, that have gone into producing so many amazing tableaux.
Fingers crossed.
Now, before I announce the winners, can I just say that all the scarecrows will stay up for a week so that everyone can have the opportunity to appreciate them.
Oh, that's good.
Now, first of all, the runners-up. Highly commended are Little Red Riding Hood in Grange Spinney and the Three Bears at Willow Farm.
Oh, well done, Vicky.
Oh, I must phone Hayley and the girls. They'll be thrilled.
Now, the first prize goes jointly to two marvellous creations. The Billy Goat's Gruff at Casa Nueva.
Oh, no.
And to a very similar grouping at Brookfield. Oh. There was nothing to choose between them.
Oh, well done, Ed.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, Neil will be pleased.
So the prize for Brookfield goes to George Grundy.
Oh.
And for Casa Nueva, to George Grundy again, along with Jake and Mia Hansen. Up you come, you three.
We won, Dad, we won.
Yes, we did.
My goodness, two big boxes of chocolates.
Now you've got to share those with Jake and Mia. And me. I did lots of hard work.
Yes, you did.
It's all right, there's lots.
Some for me, I hope.
And for Mummy.
Oh, thanks, darling. Congratulations, Will.
Thank you.
We went to have a look at yours earlier. It's really good.
Yours is good and all.
Well, I can't take any credit. Ed did most of it. And my dad.
And me?
Oh, yeah, Chris did the bridge.
Well done, everybody. Now, please, can I have a photograph of the winning team? Come on, Ed. You too, Neil.
Jake, come over here, sweetheart. And you, Mia. Come on. Now, you stand in the front next to George.
Oh, you won't want me in the picture.
Yes, we do.
You got to stand there next to Daddy.
Oh, well...
And you, Nick.
Oh, yes, and you too, Chris. Come along.
Yeah, none of this would have happened without you, Emma.
You sure you don't mind?
No, of course not.
All right, then.
Move in a bit, Ed. That's it. Now, smile, everyone. Say cheese.
Cheese.
All she could talk about was how everybody at the fete knew about the E. coli.
Well, she wasn't even at the fete.
Oh, but Joe and Eddie weren't they? And they went home and told Clary all about
it. Oh, dear.
Which didn't do her any good at all, as you can imagine. Oh, pass me a plate.
No one knows it was her, though.
And your mug. Oh, they'll work it out soon enough.
Well, not necessarily.
I had to field some pretty pointed questions from Vicky Tucker yesterday.
Huh?
And when people realise that I'm working and Clary's not, they're going to put two and two together, aren't they?
Oh, poor woman.
Oh, she's really beating herself up about it.
It doesn't seem fair that she's getting all the blame.
Well, at the end of the day, Neil, it was her fault.
Yeah, but...
There's no two ways about it.
I know, but...
Well, she must have slipped up somewhere in the hygiene routines. Else it wouldn't have happened.
You didn't say that to her, I hope.
Oh, of course I didn't.
Well, she didn't mean to do it, did she? She was probably in a hurry and, well, you know how it can be.
But if you're working with food...
Oh, it's easy to be wise after the event, Susan.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
And Clary's going to need her friends.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I'll give her another ring this evening. But now I must get going.
Already?
Well, traffic's terrible at this time of the morning.
Traffic?
I'm working in Ambridge Organics.
Oh, yes, of course you said.
So, what are you going to do today?
Got to go into Borchester.
What for?
Take another specimen to the environmental health.
Oh, yes, of course.
And I've got to keep on doing it till I'm clear.
How long's that going to take?
I told you, Eddie, I don't know. I've got to produce two samples within 48 hours with no trace of the bacteria.
Well, I suppose it makes sense. Then they'll be certain when you go back to work.
Tuh, if I go back, that's up to Pat, isn't it?
She can't run that dairy without you.
You didn't hear her on Friday, Eddie. Oh, I don't reckon she wants me back.
Oh, she'll calm down.
I'll go to the supermarket while I'm in Borchester. I don't want to show my face in the village shop.
Hey, you can't keep hiding yourself away.
Why not? You finished with that mug?
Nobody knows it was you. There you go.
They're all going to be asking me about it, though, aren't they? I can't face it.
Oh, love. It weren't your fault you got E. coli.
I've been going over and over it in my mind, trying to remember everything I did the week before I got sick.
You could have picked it up anywhere.
I dropped in to see Edward. I remember that, at Grange Farm. I mean, maybe it was one of their cows.
Oh, Clary, you don't pick up E. coli from standing next to a cow.
Or Brookfield, you're with their cows twice a
week. Or next to somebody who's been with cows.
Eddie, what about your overalls? Now, they come back covered in muck when you've been milking and after you've been messing about the compost. Well, I have to pick them up off the floor, put them in to soak.
Yeah, but you wash your hands
after. Of course I do, but maybe one time I didn't.
There's no point speculating.
Maybe I forgot.
It's like looking for a needle in a haystack.
That must be it. There must have been one time when I didn't wash my hands proper.
Oh, love, don't.
There's two kiddies in the hospital, Eddie. How am I supposed to think about anything else? Do you think that's enough for organics?
Yeah, more than enough. Be a miracle if any of it sells.
I know, but we've got to try. I'll put in another tray of yoghurt. That's more likely to go than the ice cream. Pass me up that lot.
Okay. Oh, no. Hang on. Sell by date, 26th of July.
When's the 26th?
Tomorrow. There's no point.
No. Might as well ditch that lot.
Well, let's have a look at this one. 2nd of August. That's more like it.
Okay. Give it to me.
Yeah. Right, village shop.
Yes, I'll stop off there before I go into Borchester.
Ice cream first.
Please. Is there any more in the store?
Oh, yes, loads. Although I couldn't find any strawberry.
That's what we should have been making this week.
Oh, well, I'll just have to make do with vanilla and chocolate.
We can't get the dairy steam cleaned in the middle of next week. It's going to be halfway through August before we can make any more.
But if it's not going to sell anyway...
I know, but I just feel... It's the first step towards putting this behind us and starting to rebuild. I want to get going. I want to get back to work. I can't bear the thought of having to twiddle my thumbs for the next 2 weeks.
Well, there's plenty you can help me with.
It's so frustrating. If I could just get the dairy sorted.
Oh, I rang every cleaning company within a 30-mile radius.
Maybe we should try further afield.
It's costing an arm and a leg just to get someone from Felbershire.
I don't care what it costs, Tony. I just want it done.
Okay.
Sorry.
But leave it with me. I'll get back on the phone.
Can you put this in the freezer for me?
Oh, you've been buying ice cream?
It's only the cheap stuff. But you know Joe will complain if there ain't none. Oh, and there's some frozen peas here too.
How did you get on with the environmental health?
What do you mean, how did I get on? I walked in, gave him a sample, walked out again. Got to give him another one Wednesday.
So, how do you know if it's clear?
There's this device, Eddie. It's called a telephone.
Oh, they ring you, do they?
There ain't no escape, not even in Borchester. First person I bumped into in the supermarket was Ivy Horrobin.
Oh, you're kidding.
And apparently Susan's working in Ambridge Organics today.
Why?
Well, I suppose Pat thinks as long as she's paying us, she might as well get her money's worth.
Is she still paying you?
I don't know. Shouldn't think so. I mean, well, we didn't get round to discussing that on Friday.
Oh, no, she can't just stop your wages. Well, not without officially sacking you in writing.
Oh, I expect it's in the post.
Well, don't say that.
Ivy said Susan's doing veg boxes as well. Wanted to know what I was going to be doing.
What did you tell her?
That there were a 2-for-1 offer on jumbo packets of crisps. That took her mind off it.
Did you get some for me?
What?
Crisps.
Oh, that bag there.
Oh, lovely. Oh. Smoky bacon, that'll do.
It's only a matter of time till people realise.
What?
But it's me. I'm the one who poisoned the ice cream.
Don't say it like that.
That's what it amounts to, innit?
It makes it sound like you've done it on purpose.
Everyone's going to think I'm some kind of mucky person who doesn't wash and has dirt under her fingernails.
They're not going to think that.
And what are we going to do if Pat does sack me, eh? We need my wages, Eddie. We can't manage without.
Kirsty's on the phone to the wholesaler. We've got more prunes than you can shake a stick at, but no dried apricots.
Well, perhaps you can give me a hand, Susan.
I said to Kirsty, you should always check your deliveries before you sign for them. Even if the driver is standing there looking at his watch.
I'll do the ice cream if you...
It saves a lot of time in the long run. Can't imagine we'll sell much of that.
We have to try, Susan.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's vital that we re-establish faith in the Bridge Farm brand.
Yoghurt's in the chiller cabinet.
So please, if anyone says anything, explain that it was only one batch of ice cream. The problem has been dealt with and everything that's on sale now is perfectly safe.
Oh, you can rely on me, Pat. I have a lot of retail experience, remember?
Yes, of course you do.
Have you spoken to Clary?
Not since Friday, why?
Well, I just wondered, with Clary, what's going to happen? I mean, she will be coming back to work.
She can't come back until she's been passed as clear of all traces of the E. coli bacteria.
Oh, yes, I know that.
And until we get the dairy back up and running.
But she could work here, as long as Anya's on holiday. I mean, I can only do the odd half day.
I can't decide anything yet, Susan. Until she's been given a clean bill of health, well, we'll just have to wait and see.
Oh, isn't that smashing?
Vicky dropped it round this morning.
Oh, that was nice of her.
I dare say she's done a copy for you, only she was just on her way into work.
Look at George. Did you ever see such an enormous grin?
Oh, it's lovely of all three kids, isn't it?
Yeah, and Kira, look, just peeping out from under Ed's chin.
Oh, I can't remember the last time I saw William and Edward in a photograph together. Yeah. And the both of them smiling.
Yeah. And Emma.
Yeah, a lovely one of her, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I look like I've been on the beer all afternoon.
Well, look at me, like the blooming town crier. I really must learn to keep my mouth shut in photos.
Well, it's difficult to say cheese with your mouth shut.
But honestly, I couldn't be more chuffed, Neil. I was quite convinced this old Billy Goat's Gruff thing was going to end in tears.
Yeah, or a punch-up.
To see them all happy and smiling like that.
Worth all the hard work.
And your goats. Work of art, mate.
Oh, they did turn out well, didn't they? Oh, here's Susan back.
Hello, love. Oh, Eddie.
Afternoon.
Eddie's brought round the photograph Vicky took yesterday.
Oh, let's have a look. Oh, isn't that lovely? Oh, just look at George's little face.
Yeah, smashing, isn't it?
Oh, and to see Will and Emma standing next to each other.
And Edward, we was just saying.
Oh, that's definitely one for the album.
Anyway, how'd you get on this morning?
Oh, waste of time, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Hardly any customers. Kirsty could have managed perfectly well on her own.
Susan's been working in Ambridge Organics.
Yeah, I heard you were doing that.
Well, you know, just to keep me busy till the dairy reopens.
Have you got time for a sandwich?
Yeah, I've got half an hour before I have to open up the post office.
Bit of ham, do you?
Oh, that'd be lovely, thanks.
Do you know when that's going to be?
What?
The dairy reopening.
Oh, no. I mean, they have to get the place deemed cleaned, you see. And, well, from what Pat said, it's going to take a while.
Only Clary's... Well, you know, she's... wondering if she's still going to have a job.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, it's impossible to imagine Bridge Farm Dairy without Clara. And how long she worked there now? 15 years, isn't it?
16.
What place couldn't function without her? You were only saying earlier, weren't you, Neil?
Yeah,
but has Pat said anything?
Well, only that... Well, it'll be a while till the dairy opens again. I don't think she knows what's going to happen. Nobody bought any ice cream this morning, or any yoghurt, come to think of it. So it might take some time for, you know, things to get back to normal.
Where have you been? I was expecting you back an hour ago.
I stopped off at Underwood's.
What was the point of that?
Doug Somerville wasn't there, but the shelves are fully stocked. Clement Valley Dairy.
They're organic, aren't they?
Yes.
Not exactly local.
Oh, localish.
30 miles the other side of Felbersham. That's not local.
Anyway, that's who they've gone with.
Right. Well, I've achieved something at any rate.
What's that?
Found a company that will come and steam clean the dairy on Friday.
Friday this week?
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
They're based near Manchester, so it's going to cost a pretty penny.
I don't care.
It'll just be such a relief to get it done.
Any sign of Josh?
Haven't seen him. Probably still in bed.
What, still?
He's a teenager, Dad.
Yeah, I'd noticed.
And it is school holidays.
Oh. What you up to?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing?
Just looking up some stuff.
Right. What's that?
It's a beach.
I can see that.
In Tenerife.
Mm. Is that where you're going for your holiday?
I wish.
You and Spencer?
Way too expensive, I'm afraid. We'll probably end up in a caravan in Tenby like the Tuckers.
It's very nice, Tenby.
Anyway, what do you want Josh for?
Well, I was hoping you might check the sheep for me and the Herefords, but if he's planning to stay in bed all morning...
Well, I'll do it.
I thought you were working today.
Not till this afternoon.
Oh, well, if you're sure.
Yeah, nothing else planned.
Well, that'd be great, thanks. Only I've said I'll pop over to Bridge Farm.
Oh, good.
And Adam's coming over to get on with a bit of baling this afternoon, so...
Well, give Pat and Tony my love.
Yeah.
And say, if there's anything I can do, I mean, I know there isn't, but...
No. Well, that's the only reason I'm going over, really. You know, to show a bit of solidarity.
It's all round the village, you know.
Yeah, I know. Everyone at the fete was talking about it.
Look, I've told you already.
Oh, not again.
No comment to make at this juncture. And no amount of pestering on your part is going to change that.
Oh, Lord.
So please leave us alone. That blooming journalist again.
So I gather.
What is it they don't understand about no comment?
Oh, it's what they do, Tony. They try and provoke you into saying something unguarded.
Yeah, well, he's not going to succeed.
Well, at least you could shut the door on him. When he cornered me in the yard, I simply couldn't get away.
Oh, but surely it's trespass if he's on our land.
He was going on and on about the three people still in hospital and did I feel responsible.
What sort of a stupid question is that?
No, of course we do. They're in my mind all the time.
Oh, love.
But the mothers of the children, what they must be going through.
It's terrible, I know.
I don't think that journalist had the slightest concern for them, not really. He just wants to dig at us. How do we feel? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much guilt are we suffering? I wonder if we ought to make a statement. Maybe they'd go away.
No, I refuse to be bullied by the press.
Yeah, but if we don't, they'll just make stuff up.
Oh, I don't believe
it. Keep calm.
Oh, but this really is gross harassment. I've a good mind to call the police. Now, look here. Oh, David.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were a journalist.
Yeah.
Come in.
Yeah, he had a go at me as I was getting out the Land Rover. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
He's been hanging around all morning.
He was very keen to know who I was.
You didn't tell him?
No.
I don't know what to do to get rid of him.
We can't do anything.
Anyway, I only came over to, you know, offer you a bit of moral support.
Thanks.
Is everything okay with your insurance?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty much.
Oh, we can't recoup what it's cost us so far.
No, we're not covered for losses incurred as a result of the closure of the business.
No, you wouldn't be. A farm this size.
Which is why I'm so desperate to get the dairy up and running again.
And how long's that going to take?
Well, we have finally found someone who can do the steam clean this week.
Yeah, they're coming on Friday.
Uh-huh.
So, with luck, we'll be able to get going again by the middle of next week.
Oh, good.
Though whether anyone will be buying...
That's the real problem. Mm.
The outbreak in Germany crippled the Spanish salad industry. They weren't even responsible.
No. Are you any closer to discovering how the bacteria got into your ice cream?
We think we know, yes.
The environmental health are pretty sure.
Someone had a tummy upset and came back to work before it had completely cleared up.
Oh, Lord.
Obviously it was a mistake. It was no malice intended.
It's easily done.
So if you could keep that to yourself.
Yes, yes, of course.
Because it may be annoying, but I'd much rather we were hounded by journalists than the person concerned.
Well, that's something the NFU could help with.
Oh, what?
The press. They can give you advice on what to say.
Yes, who is a clever boy?
You're worse than Ben, you are.
What?
That puppy gets spoiled something rotten.
I am not spoiling him. I've just been testing him on his responses to commands and he got them all right. so he deserves a lot of praise and affection, don't you, Tig?
Yes, you do.
If you say so.
I was thinking, Mum, would it be all right if I brought Lily and Freddie over for tea tomorrow?
Yeah, of course.
Only Freddie keeps asking when he can come and see Tig again.
Aren't you working tomorrow?
In the evening. I'm waitressing at a function.
Oh, yeah?
So I could go and pick them up early afternoon and take them back to Low Loxley when I go into work.
Oh, that would be good. If you think Elizabeth will go along with it.
Oh, yeah, she'll be fine.
You sure?
I had quite a long chat with her yesterday. I think she's finding it a bit difficult with Roy being away.
Is she?
I mean, everything's running like clockwork. It always does, but she's obviously a bit on edge, very busy.
Of course.
And then she's worried that she's not giving Lily and Freddie enough attention. So I thought if we, you know, took them off her hands for the afternoon...
That's a lovely idea. And we'll lay on a really special tea.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I just dropped by to have a word with your mum and dad. See if there's anything I could do.
Oh, you could take a shotgun to the gentleman of the press.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been having a bit of trouble.
I just ran into some spotty youth taking photographs of the cows.
The cows?
And when I asked him what the hell he thought he was doing, he said, "These are the cows, aren't they? That supplied the milk that went into the ice cream."
Oh, good grief.
I know. So now our cows are getting the blame. And it was nothing to do with them.
Well, I know.
And nothing to do with the way the dairy was run. Just some idiot made a stupid mistake.
Yeah, your mum said.
But I'm not allowed to say that, it seems. Not in public, anyway. Just have to button our lips while more and more ludicrous half-truths get passed around.
I said to your dad...
I'm even getting people questioning if my sausages are infected.
Oh, what?
Last week I thought it was just the manager of Underwood's trying to throw his weight about. And then I had people at the fete refusing to buy hot dogs.
You really ought to make a statement.
And I've just had one of my regular butchers on the phone wanting to know what all the fuss is about. And if anyone should know better, he should.
I said to your dad, if you don't issue a statement, you're just letting the press have it all their own way.
Did he listen?
Well, he agreed that it was probably a good idea.
Well, that's something, I suppose.
So, he's going to have a chat with the NFU press office.
So, have you come to any conclusions?
Only that we'll leave it till September and hope we can get a last-minute deal to somewhere sunny.
So it still might be Spain?
Possibly.
I expect the prices come down a bit in September, don't they?
I don't know.
Once the school holidays are over.
Anyway, if I don't get the grades I need for university, we can go on holiday any time.
It's a long wait, isn't it, for your results?
You're telling me.
Do you want some more coffee?
No, thanks. It's time I was getting over to Lower Loxley. Oh, hi, Dad.
Oh, hello. You still here?
I'm just on my way. I've done the sheep in the Herefords.
Oh, thanks. That's a great help.
The drinker in Trefoil is still iffy.
Is it?
I poked it with a stick and managed to get it sort of working.
Okay, well, I'll have a look at it this evening.
There's some coffee in the pot.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye, love. Is she okay?
Oh, still worrying about her A-level results. It's just nerves.
Oh, I hope so. And how are the cows?
Same as they were yesterday.
Okay. Oh, thanks, love.
Were you expecting a miraculous improvement overnight?
I live in hope.
I'm sure it's just a consequence of the dry spring.
Yeah, I suppose.
The grass simply hasn't been as lush as we'd hoped, either in the paddocks or for silage.
Well, it's not been that bad.
No, but we have had to buy in a fair amount of extra feed.
If we hadn't had all that hay stolen, that was the start of it. Oh, well, I suppose we should be grateful, really.
What for?
Well, things may not be brilliant, but at least we're not facing potential ruin, like Pat and Tony.
How were they?
Not good.
Oh, dear.
Even Tom's feeling the effects on his side of the business. And to cap it all, they're under siege from the press.
I took David's advice and called the NFU.
And what did they say?
That we definitely should make a statement. They even outlined for me what we should say.
And are you going to sack Clary?
What?
Well, I really think you should.
No!
Mum, we must be seen to be taking this seriously, and that means being proactive.
No! That'll only make things worse.
How? We tell the truth, we admit that the incident happened because an employee misled us about the state of her health.
No, Tom!
But we have dealt with it and the employee has left the business.
I don't think we can do that.
even if we wanted to.
Why not?
Not even sure it's a sackable offence.
Oh, come on, Dad, it must be. The business is in ruins and it's her fault.
She made a mistake. She didn't mean any harm.
Anyway, sacking Clary won't get us off the hook.
It'll be a clean cut.
Not necessarily.
It'll show how seriously we're taking the situation.
Tom, ultimately, it's my responsibility to train staff, to make sure they understand the correct procedures. So it could equally well be seen as my failure, a management failure.
But Clary was trained. She went on the appropriate courses.
Besides, she's my friend.
Oh, come on, Mum.
No, I'm serious, Tom.
She's wrecked our business.
She made a mistake. Of course I'm angry with her. But I know Clary. I know she'll be tearing herself apart over this.
So you're just going to let her get away with it?
It's not like that.
She brings our business to its knees and you're going to let her get off the hook.
I am not going to sacrifice Clary just to keep the press happy.
It's not just the press, it's our reputation.
I know.
The NFU said that at this stage we should avoid admitting liability.
But Dad, everyone knows already. It's all round the village.
That's not the point.
So what is the point?
There are still people in hospital, Tom, who might die.
I know.
Or be permanently damaged. We could well be sued.
Which is why it's important not to admit liability or try and pin the blame elsewhere.
OK.
Anyway, what the NFU advised was that we put out a statement saying investigations are still going on. I've roughed something out. Shall I read it?
Oh, yeah, go on.
Yeah, OK. Bridge Farm is a family farm, and for 20 years we've had an unblemished record of producing high-quality dairy goods for local outlets. This is a single unfortunate incident which is still being investigated.
But we already know...
Yes, all right, Tom.
And we're doing all we can to cooperate with the Health Protection Agency. We feel most sincerely for those people who have been affected by the E. coli and hope they will all make a rapid and full recovery.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Tom?
OK, if that's how you want to play it.
Right. I'll send it to the Echo this afternoon. Then, hopefully, it will appear in Thursday's paper.
Morning, Jill.
Oh, hello.
Your garden is looking a picture.
Yes. I was afraid everything was going to be over by now.
I know.
With the warm spring and all the flowers coming so early.
I thought there'd be no flowers left by the time of our garden party. So I took the advice of our friends on Gardeners Question Time and went for the Chelsea chop.
Oh, did you?
That's what they recommend, you know. Cut back your late flowering perennials at the time of the Chelsea flower show.
Yes, I've done it with the sedums, but this year I took the secateurs to those asters and it's really worked.
Well, they look marvellous. And my echinacea is improved beyond measure.
Hmm. So, how are preparations coming along for the party?
Oh, very well, thank you. Everything under control. Except for the music. Robert has decided he wants it to be a surprise.
Oh, dear.
So I don't know if we're going to have a string quartet or a brass band. And unfortunately, Robert's daughter, Coriander, won't be able to come.
Oh, that's a shame.
I was so looking forward to seeing little Oscar.
Of course you were.
Who's not so little anymore? But Justin's been asked to go over to the Netherlands for a month, and Coriander and Oscar are going with him.
That'll be nice for them.
Yes. Robert's disappointed, naturally. But practically everyone else has accepted.
Good.
We're still not sure about Matt. Apparently it's his birthday on the same day.
Oh, really?
But Lillian will come, whether he does or not.
Because James will be there.
With Leonie, of course.
So, how was your graduation ceremony?
Oh, it was fine.
Oh. A 2-1 is a very good degree, Alice.
Well, we were going to drop round and see you yesterday evening.
Oh, yeah?
But with one thing and another, we didn't quite make it. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I was quite tied up myself yesterday.
Oh, were you?
Well, the dairy's closed at Bridge Farm. They've got me doing other things.
Right.
I've been packing veg boxes this morning. Never done that before.
Well, anyway, Chris took loads of photographs, so...
Oh, well, perhaps I could call round later.
What, today?
Well, after I've finished here.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Well, just for an hour or so, yeah, to see the photos.
Is this right?
Hmm?
85 pence for a tin of tomatoes?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I thought they were only about 50p.
In the supermarket, maybe. Mm.
Right. There's that much difference, is there?
Well, you have to expect to pay a little bit extra here for the convenience of having the shop on your doorstep.
I suppose.
And when you think what you spend on petrol going to the supermarket...
And look how much for the ice cream. Phew.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello.
Hi. I think this will do me for now.
Okay. Do you need a bag?
Oh, no, I've got one here, thanks.
I see you've got a poster in the window for the Open Gardens weekend.
Oh, yes, they just came from the printer this morning. Christine's been going round distributing them. Oh, that reminds me, I must put one in the phone box.
And I hear you have a new tenant upstairs.
Oh, yes, Rhys from the pub. Mm. Are you going to his party, Alice?
What?
Oh, he's having a housewarming, apparently.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Chris did mention something about it.
Seems to have invited half the village.
In that tiny flat?
No. Where's everyone going to sit? Right, that's 6:58.
No doubt they'll migrate down the stairs and out onto the green.
Well, that's what worries me. That we'll come in the next morning to a mess of discarded bottles and cans.
Oh, don't.
There you are.
Oh, thanks.
He told me he wasn't planning to have any wild parties when he looked around.
What about the noise?
Right, see you later, Susan.
Oh, yes. Bye, Alice.
Bye, Alice.
Bye.
There were a lot of complaints about that young man at number 3, the Green.
Yeah.
The last thing people round here want is another noisy neighbour.
I'm only sorry Helen moved back to Bridge Farm. Mm. She was the perfect tenant.
Oh, yes. Talking of Bridge Farm, I see you've got yoghurt back in stock.
Oh, and ice cream.
Is anybody buying it?
Well, we sold one or two cartons of yoghurt, but generally speaking, no, they're not.
You're back early.
Yeah, my last appointment cancelled.
Oh, right.
I was quite glad. Want to look over the figures again.
Well, with your visit to the bank tomorrow.
I keep imagining going in there tomorrow, making my pitch and them just laughing.
They won't do that.
So I thought at least I can come home and have another go at making the business plan stack up.
You've done so much work in it already.
I know, but...
Do you want a cup of tea?
Oh, please. They're never going to buy it, Alice. Not in the present climate.
You don't know that.
I do. I know that what I'm asking, well, it's kind of a crazy punt.
But the business is really well established.
Yeah, I know.
Your turnover is high. And they're going to look at your plan and say, here is a young man with terrific ambition.
Or here is a young man with crazy expectations.
Oh, they won't say that.
That's what they'll think. I mean, if I was going for 100 grand, I might get away with it. But 200?
It's such a good opportunity, though.
I know. When Ronnie told me he decided to move away, he was selling the premises and everything.
How often is that going to happen around here?
I've got to give it a try.
But, Chris, we've agreed we're not going to look for a house.
I know, but...
So, we've no mortgage... And we've got that 5,000 that Grant gave us that can go towards the down payment.
For a loan that big, they'll probably expect us to put down 40 or 50 grand.
Okay, but I mean, Ronnie's not retiring till when?
Next April, probably.
So we've got 8 months. And if we save every penny...
We might manage another 10 grand. Still nowhere near enough.
We've just got the flowers for the Open Gardens weekend.
Let me see. Oh, that's nice.
Yes, they've turned out rather well, haven't they? Anyway, I thought the people coming to your garden festival...
are probably the same ones who'll come to the Open Gardens.
Exactly. So I brought a pile of flowers and a couple of posters as well. Is that all right?
Of course.
So, how are you getting on without Roy?
Oh, fine. He left everything in good shape. I knew where I needed to pick things up.
Good.
He's just, you know, Mr. Reliable. I don't have to double-check everything when he's around. And this festival was always my responsibility anyway. But I do miss him.
Of course you do.
And with the children being on holiday.
I know, it's always tricky.
I was so grateful to Pip when she asked if she could take them over to Brookfield this afternoon.
And they're coming to me on Friday?
Yes.
Though I don't think I can quite compete with Brookfield, not having a sheepdog puppy at Glebe Cottage.
Oh, Freddie is so besotted with that dog.
It's a pity you can't get a break yourself. Go somewhere nice with the children.
We're going to.
Oh, are you?
Being the first summer without Nigel, I really want to give them my full attention. But as long as we're here...
Work gets in the way.
Yeah, it does tend to. So, we're having a week in Cornwall.
Oh, lovely.
But not till September. Everywhere was booked up. And they're off with the Pony Club at the end of August. Oh, hello? OK, I'll come out. Thanks, bye. The Marquee people are here, Mum, and I need to have a word with them. Do you want to walk down with me?
Supposing, I mean, this may be a daft question, but is it absolutely necessary that you buy Ronnie's premises?
Well, yeah.
I mean, after all, you could just work out of the van.
For now I could, but Ronnie probably wouldn't accept an offer that didn't include the property.
No.
And also, well, I've been qualified for 2 years now, and I'm going to want to, you know, move on.
Move on?
Expand. Take on an apprentice of my own.
Oh, I see.
And to do that, I have to have premises.
Do you?
Yeah. And Ronnie's place, well, it may be a bit run down, but the location is perfect.
I suppose.
And the chances of anything similar coming up locally are so small, so it really makes sense.
Hello?
Is that my mum?
Oh, sorry, I forgot. She said she was going to call round.
Can't be helped. Hi, Mum.
Did Alice tell you?
Yeah, she did. Come on in.
Hi, Susan.
Hello.
I'll put the kettle on.
I brought you a cake.
Oh, lovely.
Not homemade, I'm afraid. It's from the shop. Oh. Just haven't had a moment this week to do any baking. Oh, and some ice cream.
Oh, thank you.
Only I noticed you didn't buy any this morning.
No, well...
And I just wanted to assure you, Alice, that it's perfectly safe to eat now.
No, I know that. No, the reason I didn't buy it...
Only people don't seem to be trusting Bridge Farm stuff anymore.
I do. It's my uncle's farm, remember? It's just, well, Chris and I are trying to save money.
Oh, yes, of course.
And that ice cream is really very expensive.
I just feel so guilty not giving them more of my time.
Every single working mother says that, darling.
Yes, but for Lily and Freddie...
I know.
And this is their last summer before big school. And I thought when they had that assembly on the last day at Loxley Barracks...
That was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah, but sad. It's those milestones in their lives. It's so wrong that Nigel isn't here.
Mm.
So a week in Cornwall seems rather inadequate, but it's the best I can do.
Sounds perfect to me.
Oh, you must go and look at the allotments.
Why?
Well, you know, I was rather worried about them.
I remember you saying they seem to be sprouting nothing but black plastic.
They're wonderful now. A riot of beans, courgettes, tomatoes and cucumbers.
Oh, it's that time of year. Oh, and I should warn you, the members of the Britain in Bloom Committee will be out in force for your festival.
Oh, pinching all our ideas.
Probably, yes.
Now, you'll have to excuse me, Mum, while I talk to the Marquee people.
What are the Marquees for?
Well, there's a big one for Posh Nosh. You can book a table for lunch or tea. And the smaller one is just strawberries and champagne.
And is Adam supplying the strawberries?
Of course. Well, it would have been even more of a family affair, but Pat's had to drop out.
What was she doing?
She had a stall booked in the Cruck Barn just to, well, you know, promote their stuff.
Poor Pat.
It's dreadful, isn't it?
Bye, Mum. At last.
Oh, she was very good. She didn't outstay her welcome at all.
If you say so.
And she bought us ice cream. Do you know how much that costs?
Don't know if I've ever bought a big tub like that.
I was amazed. They really have to mark things up in the shop.
Well, of course they do.
Well, I suppose I'm a spoilt, really.
No, you're not.
Well, I've never really had to economise. Not like your mum.
She does a great job. Has been tough sometimes. When we were all squashed into number one, the green.
Yes.
She always wanted nice things around her. That's why I was so glad Dad did the self-build. Mum's dream house.
Mm, yeah. Well, I'm so used to having my parents provide things on demand. I've never had to struggle for anything.
You're telling me that doing an engineering degree wasn't a struggle?
It was hard work.
Same thing.
If you say so.
I wonder what the bank manager will say.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. You're right, though. Whatever happens, we're going to need to save.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, if we did it, if we got the business up and running, it'd be our own achievement. It'd mean such a lot.
Yeah, it would. Oh, Chris.
What was that for?
Because you're such a hero.
No, I'm not.
You're my hero. And tomorrow we'll have been married for a whole year. And I love you even more than I did then.
What took you so long?
I got trapped in the shop.
Oh, hang on, let me give you a hand with the buggy.
On the front page, I'm afraid.
So everyone wanted the story. Henry slept with the lot, bless him. Anyway, here's the paper.
E. coli outbreak traced to farm in Ambridge.
And a picture of the house taken from across the yard with my car parked outside. How did they get hold of that?
There was a photographer hanging around the other day.
Was there?
Tom saw him. Dear.
The little girl.
Millie Robson, aged 9, who remains in intensive care. Oh, God, that poor little girl.
The story's mainly about her, but there's an interview with her parents on the next page.
Is our statement even published?
Oh, yeah, it's there, down at the bottom of the page.
Oh, it makes us look so cold. All the time, those people are suffering the consequences.
It's awful, Mum.
Yeah.
What must that poor child's mother be going through?
Our carefully worded, measured response.
At least it's there.
Oh, there's a statement from the Environmental Health as well. We are satisfied that we have identified the source of the outbreak. No further cases have been reported since the 20th of July. It was over a week.
Yeah, no new cases, thank goodness. That doesn't stop people avoiding our products.
Well, after what happened in Germany...
I know.
You can repeat till you're blue in the face that it's a different strain, that we've got the all clear.
Jim Lloyd was in the village shop this morning, and of course he took the opportunity to explain how bacteria mutate.
Oh, no.
And develop new and ever more lethal forms.
He can't resist, can he?
Oh, but everyone thinks he's a university man, he must know what he's talking about.
Well, I dare say he does, but that's not the point.
Sabrina told him to shut up in the end.
Sabrina did?
Yeah. Told him he wasn't helping.
Good for her.
She told me people are still coming back to the shop with ice cream. You know, stuff they bought this week.
Oh, no.
And demanding their money back. And she even had someone come back with a half-eaten tub. When she refused a refund, they just left it on the counter.
Wow, that was a long walk.
Yeah.
We've gone for hours.
Well, we were having such a good time. We didn't want to come home, did we, George?
There were lots of dead birds.
Dead birds?
Yeah, we found a gap in the fence. A fox must have got in.
Oh, dear.
Only half a dozen or so. It's not too bad.
Daddy's going to go up there when it's dark and shoot it.
Shoot the fox?
That's right. Can't have it killing my birds, can we?
Didn't eat them. It wasn't hungry.
No. Well, that's the trouble with foxes. They just kill for the fun of it.
And they eat birds' eggs as well.
Do they?
Oh, yes.
So that's why Daddy's got to shoot it.
Right.
Where's Jake?
Oh, I think he's in the back garden.
Oh, why don't you go and find him, eh?
Okay.
I thought we'd dealt with all the foxes up in Longwood, but I obviously missed one. I'll go out this evening and see to it.
Oh, it's a shame.
Hey, you're not to get sentimental.
No, I understand why you have to get rid of them, but... Well, it's still sad.
Well, I'm only clearing the area around where the pheasants roost.
Anyway, you had a good morning?
Yeah, great. Yeah, it's just gorgeous in the woods at the moment. Yeah, do you fancy coming up there later on?
Yeah, I'd love to. And the kids could do with a run out. There was a big argument earlier about who should turn on the water for Billy Goat's Grove.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you're lucky to be out. But we've had two lots of people come by this morning to look at it.
Well, I hope my goats will survive the week.
Yeah. Troll's looking rather more hairy than he did.
Well, nothing wrong with a hairy troll.
He's dropping bits of straw into the river.
Nah, he should survive till the weekend.
Yeah, as long as there's no sudden gusts of wind, eh?
This time last year...
We were about to do the deed.
Although, come to think of it, it's only 6 o'clock in the morning in Vegas.
It doesn't feel like a year, does it?
No, not really.
Anyway... We'll celebrate this evening, but in the meantime, the bank awaits. How do I look?
Very smart.
Don't suppose it'll make any difference.
It shows you've made an effort.
Yeah, I suppose.
All you need to do now is not look so nervous.
Of course I'm nervous. I'm going to present the bank with a plan that even I know is completely unrealistic.
Not completely. A bit ambitious, yes, but that's a good thing.
Is it ambitious, or is it completely out to lunch?
Ambitious. Now, come on, Chris. I believe in you. So have a bit of faith in yourself.
Right. OK. Wish me luck.
Oh, good luck, gorgeous. I'll put the champagne on ice for when you get home.
At least we can celebrate our wedding anniversary.
And the future of your business. Whatever happens.
Now remember, you must be very quiet and careful so as not to frighten the birds.
I know that.
Now, of course you do.
I can be quiet.
But you've got to explain to Jake and Mia, because they're not used to being close to the birds.
Not like you are.
So, can you do that?
Yes, okay.
Go on then. Off you go.
It's amazing.
What?
How well he understands about the pheasants.
That's my boy.
He's obviously been very well taught.
Well, I'm so pleased he's taken to it like he has.
I know.
Oh, this time of year. Oh, I just love it out here.
Oh, it is beautiful, isn't it?
And there's such satisfaction. You know, when you've got the young birds out into the release pens and you see them sort of looking around and learning what it's like to live in the wild.
Well, the nearly wild, eh?
The nearly wild, yeah. Well, they still need a bit of protection.
Yeah, from that naughty fox.
Well, it gives me a real sense of achievement.
Oh, look. Jake and Mia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're hanging on George's every word. Oh, I just love it. Jake and Mia are turning into country children and enjoying the outer doors as much as I do.
Do you? Do you really?
You know I do.
Well, only when you first came to Ambridge.
I know, but now I love it. And I never want to live anywhere else.
So, how did it go?
Much as I expected.
The bank manager said no.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris.
To a 200 grand loan, anyway.
What did he say?
The repayments would be too much of a strain on the business, particularly when you take into account the repayments to the van. He's right.
It was worth the try, I suppose.
But he did say it was obviously a very sound business and the bank would be extremely happy to support it.
Really?
Just not for quite such a huge amount.
But Ronnie won't settle for less.
No.
That's what you said.
Yeah. He came up with a couple of suggestions, though.
Oh, yeah?
The second one was the best. He suggested that I buy the core business from Ronnie, the client list, the goodwill and so on, for, say, 40 or 50 grand, and then rent the premises from him.
Oh, right.
With the option to buy at a later date.
Wow. Well, I mean, would Ronnie go for that?
No idea, but it's got to be worth asking, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that way, we could afford it quite easily.
Yeah, and what was the other suggestion?
Well, it wasn't so much... It was just... Well, he was asking what security I had. He wanted to know if I owned any property.
This house?
Belongs to you.
No, it belongs to both of us.
But I am not going to risk your inheritance, Alice.
Well, it's not a risk, though, is it? If even the bank is saying it's a sound business...
Anyway, there's no point in discussing it, because we still need to have 20% put-down money, which is 40 grand. We haven't got anything like that.
No.
And anyway, we have a way forward. If Ronnie will rent me the Forge premises, then that's it. Problem solved.
I suppose... Yeah, that's great.
It's a big if, though.
I wish I could sort out a summer job.
I know you've been trying.
But there should be loads of opportunities for a bright engineering graduate, but I just haven't found anything yet.
It's too late, probably.
Yeah, well, I'm not giving up. Anyway, it's after 9 o'clock in the morning in Las Vegas now.
You think it's time we started celebrating our anniversary?
What do you think?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Now, are you ready for some yummy pureed vegetables, Oh, look, here comes Granny. How'd you get on?
Oh, I'm absolutely worn out. Can't remember the last time I did the milking single-handed.
Single-handed?
Yeah. Dad decided he could no longer put off earthing up the leaks.
Oh, right. Kathy rang, did she get you?
Oh, yes, I spoke to her on my mobile. She sent her love to everyone.
Oh, sorry, Henry. Is it too hot still? Let Mummy blow on it for you.
Well, at least next week we won't be sending all the milk away.
When are they coming to do the steam clean?
Mid-morning, I reckon they'll be here.
Do you want a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, please.
Right, I'll put the kettle on. All right, all right. I won't be a second.
Oh, sorry, Henry. I didn't mean to interrupt your supper. Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Oh, it's the picture in the Echo. Little Millie Robson.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mum. I meant to put it away.
They always use the school photo, don't they? Bright, smiling little kid in her school uniform. Can't get her out of my mind.
So sorry, Mum.
Oh, here, Henry. Let me give you some more of this. That's a good boy.
He's a comfort to me, too.
A lovely boy, aren't you? Here you are. Dad reckons there's a good chance we could be sued.
Yes, I suppose there is.
If poor Millie... Well, if she doesn't make a full recovery... And there's another child in hospital, isn't there?
And an adult. All right, darling, I'm back now. Right.
I've never had to go through anything like this, Helen.
That's it.
I never imagined anyone might sue me because I hurt their child.
Of course you didn't. That's nice, isn't it?
You take out the insurance, you know, to cover yourself.
Yes. You don't think about the reality, not until it happens.
Would you sue if you were Millie's mother?
Yes. I think I would.
Right.
Sorry.
I was hoping, you know, trying to look on the bright side. I thought if people get better and if we get the dairy up and running again next week, then maybe in a few weeks or months we could put all this behind us. But if we're sued, if there's a court case, it could go on for years.
I thought we had things under control until the Echo came out yesterday.
What's the soup?
Carrot and coriander.
Now it's like we're back to square one.
Yeah, I'll go for that.
Okay, Tom?
What?
Food.
Oh, I'll have the chicken pie, please.
Right, so with your drinks, that's going to be £16.70, please.
I'll get this.
And people are so selective about what they believe. It says quite clearly in that article, there have been no new cases since the 20th of July. And yet they're convinced we're still poisoning people.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks. I had a bunch of tourists in earlier, and one of them was ordering his lunch, and he said, there's nothing here of an E. coli farm, is there?
Oh,
kidding.
Well, I did try to explain.
See what I mean? Our reputation is in tatters. And yet Mum and Dad refuse to take action.
Tom.
We've got to go public on exactly how
afternoon,
it happened.
Afternoon, Eddie.
Oh.
Afternoon.
Hello.
At 3:30 change.
Well, thanks.
So, do you want to go and sit down and I'll bring your food over?
Oh, yeah, OK. We'll go over by the window.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, thanks, Nick.
So, what can I get you, Eddie?
Oh, just half a shires.
OK. How's Clary?
Oh, you know, much the same.
Yeah, I was wondering if I might go round this afternoon.
Would you, Nick?
If you think she'd like it.
I would.
Well, only the kids are with their dad today, so...
I'm at my wit's end. I really don't know what to do anymore. I haven't seen her this depressed since... Well, since we lost the farm.
That was embarrassing.
Very nearly.
Thanks for shutting me up.
Although...
What?
Well, you'll have to be prepared for the hostility if you do go ahead and, you know... Name and shame, Clary.
I've got to think about the farm, Brenda.
Yeah, of course.
The future of the business. And at the moment, well, you just heard what Nick said. Our reputation is going down the plug hole.
I know.
When actually the fault is all with one stupid, careless individual.
But I can understand your mum's position.
I can't.
She's known Clary for donkey's years. She's a friend.
You should have seen her yesterday.
What, your mum?
She was absolutely in bits because of that article in the Echo.
I'm not surprised.
The little kids in hospital.
It was pretty hard-hitting.
The interview with the parents.
But
blame the Echo.
No, of course not.
It's a really big story for a local paper. And they can't pull their punches, not when children's lives are in the balance.
No, I'm not criticising the Echo. They're just doing their job. But we've got to fight our own corner. We've got to defend ourselves.
I know it's difficult.
Because otherwise we'll have no business left.
And it's really hard to be objective because, yeah, I can see both sides.
We can't afford to be sentimental.
No, you can't.
You agree with me?
Yeah. I mean, it's a horrible situation to be in. But you can't sacrifice Bridge Farm's good name just to avoid hurting Clary's feelings.
Oh, thank you, Bren. I was beginning to feel like I was, you know...
A voice crying in the wilderness.
I was going to say banging my head against a brick wall.
Same thing.
Will you come and talk to Mum and Dad?
What?
They might just listen to you.
How's it going?
They reckon they'll be done in about an hour and a half.
Oh, that's quick.
It's a very straightforward job, apparently.
Is it?
Because it's clean to start with.
Oh, yeah, right.
They're used to steam cleaning things like industrial kitchens, where you have cookers with baked-on food and grease running down the walls.
Oh, lovely.
But they say it's something we should have done regularly.
Well, they would say that, wouldn't they?
I suppose.
They're a business and they want our custom.
Apparently the grout round the tiles is particularly vulnerable to mould.
I could have told you that.
And mildew spores can get established and build up.
Well, you know how it gets in the bathroom.
And the extractor fans. You could see the grime on those.
Well, yes, but extractor fans are sucking stuff out, not blowing it in.
I'm only repeating what the man told me.
So the stock we moved out of the cold store can go back this afternoon?
Yes, once it's cooled down, obviously.
Is it very hot in there?
The steam jets come out of the machine at 175 degrees Celsius.
Wow.
And I can't remember what he said, but some terrific pressure. And they were very keen to assure me that the steam boiler was explosion-proof.
Oh.
Anyway, it'll all be done in a couple of hours. And the environmental health will come back on Monday to check it.
That's a bit pointless, isn't it? I mean, they took all those swabs and samples last week and said the place was perfectly clean.
Well, not perfect.
So why do they have to check it again?
I don't know, Tony. It's what they do. I'm just relieved we'll be able to get back to work next week.
You hope.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Oh, and I rang the insurance company, by the way.
Oh, yeah? That's some comfort, I suppose.
More weeds than flowers at the moment.
Well, it looks lovely to me.
There's a blooming great patch of nettles at the back there. I keep thinking I should get in there and clear it, but I don't. Is William all right, is he?
Yeah, he's fine. Oh, we had a lovely day yesterday. We went up the woods where the release pens are for the pheasants. Oh, it's just so beautiful at this time of year. See why Will loves it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been taking George up there every week. Teaching them all about rearing the birds, and George was explaining it all to Jake and Mia. Oh, it was just lovely.
Good.
So, are you looking forward to the garden festival this weekend?
Oh, I'm not sure I'll bother with that.
Oh, but you said you were definitely going.
I said I might. But to be honest, it's a bit depressing, really, looking at other people's perfect gardens when yours is just a mess of weeds.
It's not a mess of weeds.
And my time would be better spent tidying up this lot.
Oh, you deserve a day out, Clary.
Are you going?
Oh, I'm working this weekend, unfortunately.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Hello, love.
How are you doing, love?
All right.
You'll take Clary to the garden festival at Lower Loxley, won't you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm not really that keen.
Oh, you'll enjoy it when you get there. You know you will.
Oh, by the way, Nick, I'm going to have to come over and get that water feature back from the Billy Goat's Gruff.
Oh, that's okay.
Borrowed it off a mate of mine. It's supposed to be going into someone's garden next week.
Oh, it's got to come down on Sunday anyway, which is no bad thing. Started to look a bit tatty. We've had loads of people come to look at it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You haven't been over yet, have you?
No, I kept meaning to.
Oh, Clary, you must.
Come on, Clary, love, cheer up.
What's to be cheerful about?
Well, you've been given the all clear. Well, what's that if it's not good news?
What?
Well, did she not tell you?
I forgot.
Is this the test they've been doing?
That's right. Well, them samples she's been given to the environmental health, well,
The last two showed no trace of E. coli.
So you're officially clear of it?
Yeah.
Oh, that is great. Oh, it must be such a relief.
I suppose, but the damage is done, Nick.
Yeah, but you can start to put it behind you now.
They've had the cleaners in today at Bridge Farm. Are you seeing the van?
Oh, yeah.
So, well, it'll be business as usual next week.
Look, I don't even know if Pat will want me back.
Well, have you asked her?
Well, no, I reckon it's up to her.
But she doesn't know you've had the all clear, does she? Don't you think you should let her know?
Oh, I suppose.
Well, give her a ring. At least then you'll know where you stand.
They've done a good job, have they?
Well, you should go and have a look. It's absolutely sparkling.
No, we haven't forgotten.
So you'll be able to start work again next week?
It has to be inspected on Monday by the environmental health people, but after that...
Oh, you must be really pleased.
Well, thanks for ringing.
It's a great relief, Brenda.
Bye. Sorry about that. It was Lillian.
What did she want?
Just wanted to know if there was anything she could do.
It's nice to know that somebody cares, Tom.
I suppose.
Lillian's been great. In fact, the whole family have been great, the way they've rallied round.
Although she did remind me again about Matt's birthday.
When is it?
7th of August. Same day as the Snell's party.
Oh, yeah, she's finally persuaded him to go to that.
Really? Thought he was dead set against it.
Yeah, so did I.
Is Helen around?
She's gone to see one of her friends from the mother and baby group.
Oh, that's a shame.
Why?
It's her first outing in 2 weeks. She's been a real tower of strength, answering the phones and organising the repayments.
It's just, we really wanted to talk to all of you.
Right.
About what's happened this week. And, well, where we go from here. Only my feeling is that things have gone from bad to worse. I mean, the article in the Echo was a disaster.
Tom!
People who knew nothing about the E. coli have now got us branded as the plague farm.
Oh, that's a bit of an exaggeration.
Tell them, Bren.
We were in the Bull at lunchtime and Nick said people were checking the lunch menu, wanting to be sure there was nothing from that E. coli farm.
Oh, no.
That's just ignorance.
But this is what we're dealing with, Mum.
People don't react rationally in these circumstances. And, well, your carefully worded statement in the Echo had zero impact beside the photo of the sick little girl.
I know.
So, what are you saying?
You have to let Clary go. Surely you can see that now.
No, Tom, we've been through this.
I'm afraid he's right, though, Pat.
We have to take the initiative, Mum.
I know it's a horrible thing to do, but you have to put sentiment to one side, look at the situation objectively and think about Bridge Farm's reputation.
Which is in shreds. The only way we can restore it is to divert attention onto the real culprit.
No, Tom.
Sack the employee who caused the outbreak.
I'm with your mother on this.
Oh, but Dad!
It might keep the press happy in the short term, but if we hang Clary out to dry, won't we lose the goodwill of the whole village?
What's more important, that we're popular with the neighbours or that our business has a future?
Oh, I'll get it. Hello, Bridge Farm.
Hello, Pat.
Clary! Hello?
I just thought I should let you know. I've been having these tests, you know, to see if I'm clear of the E. coli, and I am.
Oh! Well, I'm glad to hear it.
So it would be all right now for me to come back to work if you want me to?
Oh, right. Well, the fact is, Clary, the dairy has been steam cleaned, but it has to be inspected before we can start work again.
Yeah, I see.
So, I can't really say anything at the moment.
Okay.
But I'll be in touch with you very soon. All right?
Thank you.
Bye then.
Bye.
What did you say?
She said she'll be in touch.
Is that all?
Yes, Eddie. That's all she said.